Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place. Peter, Tom Baudette, and Kerry O'Connor each has 3 points. Mo Rocca has 2.
All right, Mo, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Yeah. Fill in the blank. On Friday, John McCain and Hillary Clinton went to Memphis for the 40th anniversary of the murder of blank.
Martin Luther King.
Right. Fighting stopped in southern Iraq when Muqtada al-Sadr called a ceasefire after consulting the government of blank.
Iraq?
No, Iran. When his U.S. tour begins this month, blank plans to visit a synagogue in acknowledgement of Passover.
Pope Benedict.
Yes, very good. Accusing him of planning suicide attacks. On Tuesday, China called blank a, quote, wolf in monk's robes.
The Dalai Lama.
Right. Motorists in Florida were surprised to see a blank, quote, strolling leisurely along the shoulder of busy State Road 7.
An alligator?
Yes, a 400-pound alligator. NBC announced that on Monday, Kathy Lee Gifford will return to morning television as one of the co-hosts of blank.
The Today Show.
Right. Dith Pran, the former New York Times photographer whose story became the award-winning film blank, died at age 65.
The Killing Fields.
Right. Three teens in Victoria, Canada learned the hard way that if there's one business you don't run out on without paying for their services, it's the local blank.
They ditched before they paid
the...
They didn't pay their gondolier.
No. They didn't pay at the local photo portrait studio. According to the owner of Tony's old-time portrait studio in Victoria, the three teens spent 40 minutes dressed up like people in the Old West. They giggled, they laughed, they had their photos taken. Then they changed back into their clothes and then, quote, took off like a bat out of hell, unquote. Police say it's a tough case. They don't know how they can catch the three teens. Unless somehow they can find some way to identify them.
That's
Carl,
great.
How did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Mo has the lead.
Very well done. Thank you. We have flipped a coin. Tom has elected to go second. So, Tom, here we go. Fill in the blank. On Monday, Alfonso Jackson announced he would step down as the Secretary of Blank on April 18th.
HUD.
Yes, Housing Urban Development. President Bush got support for a missile defense system in Europe at the summit of blank members this week.
The NATO.
Right. Just days after Aloha Airlines shut down, blank declared bankruptcy and canceled all flights.
ATA.
Right. After restrictions were lifted, people in blank lined up to buy DVD players and other electronics.
Venezuela.
No, Cuba. A British Star Wars fan who calls himself Jedi Master Jamba Hihole was attacked in his own backyard by a blank.
A stormtrooper.
Close. A guy dressed as Darth Vader.
Oh, no. Well, no, that's... I think I get a ding. He's actually a stormtrooper, Uber stormtrooper.
Well,
he got the helmet. All right.
Darth Vader is a fallen Jedi, where stormtroopers are clones, and it's just not the same. Moving on. Moving on. Because his latest surgery did not sadly restore his ability to speak, blank will not resume reviewing movies on his syndicated TV show.
Ebert.
Right, but we do welcome him back to the Sun-Times. With its win this week, blank became the first reality TV show to get a Peabody Award.
Runway.
Yeah, Project Runway.
Right, Project Runway.
Police in Madrid caught a burglar in a funeral home who had tried to elude them by blanking.
Well, I'm going to say hiding in a casket.
Exactly right. Playing dead. Police responding to the break-in at the funeral home weren't fooled by the burglar stretched out pretending to be dead in the viewing room. Tip number one, dead people generally don't breathe. Tip off number two, they're usually not dressed like burglars. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, and Tom has taken the lead.
All right. So how many, then, does Kiri need to win?
All of them.
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right. Ready to play? Here they go. This is for the game.
Okay.
You're going to do it.
Okay.
When asked about Bill Richardson's endorsement of Barack Obama, blank exploded and yelled at a group of superdelegates.
Bill Clinton.
Right. For the first time since taking power, Robert Mugabe lost control of the parliament in blank.
Zimbabwe.
Right. Testifying before Congress, top executives from the 5 biggest blank companies said they are not to blame for high prices.
Oil.
Right. Barack Obama said that he would offer blank a position in his administration to address the problem of global warming.
Al Gore.
Right. An off-duty policeman in New Zealand didn't let the fact he was blank stop him from pursuing the man who was stealing his car.
Buck Naked.
Exactly right. With her 18th number one hit, Mariah Carey surpassed the Billboard chart record set by blank.
The King.
Elvis, yes. For the first time ever, all four number one seeds made the finals in the NCAA blank championship.
Oh, come on. Basketball.
Right. Basketball. The small plane pilot who botched a landing attempt on Lake Okeechobee in Florida said he was lucky to be alive after he accidentally blanked.
Landed on an alligator.
No, fell out of the plane.
Oh.
Anthony Bensivengo was still learning to fly the lightweight amphibious plane when he flubbed an attempt at landing, hit the buckle harnessing him into the seat, and flipped right out. His plane continued on for 2 miles before crash landing in the water. I did everything a pilot shouldn't do, he said. He cited the much-forgotten number one rule of flying, pilot must remain inside the plane at all times. Carl, how did Kiri do on our quiz?
She needed 7 to win outright, and Kiri had 7 correct answers.
Yeah.
So with 17 points, district champion is Kiri O'Connor.
Well done.